Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The best that I can. Body rockets in the sky. The best that I can. Bare feet in the sand. Oh, the best that I can. Bonfire in her eyes. Oh, I wanna love you. The best that I can.
Coming in at number one, Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish. Bottle Rockets. The 9 o'clock news, sponsored today by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families in the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's something for everyone.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The destroyer of lives is how President Trump this morning characterizes James Comey, hours after Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney brought charges. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In the indictment, Comey is accused of lying about whether he authorized the leak to the press, of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee, but Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
Shares of some major furniture companies are set to open lower this morning. Here's why. President Trump is hitting foreign manufacturers with 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, 25% on heavy trucks starting Wednesday. Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince. This is ABC News. Some comedians are facing backlash for taking part in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival. Critics say the Saudis are using it to deflect attention from their human rights record. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze notes Pete Davidson is among those catching heat.
Davidson, whose father was a New York firefighter killed on 9/11, defended his decision to participate.
You know, I've been getting a little bit of flack just because, like, my dad died 9/11. So they're like, how could you possibly go there? I just, you know, I get the routing and then I see the number and I go, I'll go.
Comedian Shane Gillis says he turned down the gig despite an offer to double his paycheck.
I took a principled stand.
But others are cashing in. One comedian claiming top acts are earning up to $1.6 million.
New Hurricane Umberto is expected to stay offshore in the Atlantic, but a new system could be on track to swipe the Carolina coast early next week with storm surge and possible flooding. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish, dine in, or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Your forecast on this Friday, a nice way to end the week. Highs of 80 and southwest winds 5 to 10, mostly sunny otherwise. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late, lows in the mid-50s and light winds. Saturday, highs of 81, partly cloudy to sunny. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, highs of 77. Winds are out of the west at 2, and it's 59 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
The Post-Career Day Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during Career Day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed, and I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw calves and slaughter cows steady, but with many lower quality cows. Holstein bull calves sold from 7 to 10.30, beef crossbred calves 8 to 15.70 over the pound. The fleshy, better conditioned cows range from $1.20 to $1.40, with the thin, questionable health cows $1 and down. Beef bulls up to $1.73. Feeder sale this Friday, September 26th. Few of the consignments include 36 beef steers and heifers, 850, 10 black steers, 850, 10 black heifers, 900, 12 red and black steers and heifers, 9 black steers, 800 pounds, 16 white-faced steers and heifers, 850, 7 Holstein steers, 850, 11 Jersey steers, 6 and a quarter, 15 to 20, 200 to 350-pound started calves, 3 sets of beef calves at 450 to 5, and 3 black cows bred 3 months. Just naming a few of the groups. We'll start at 1 and be able to vaccinate your cattle after the sale. We'll be back on our regular schedule with the next sale on October 3rd. Contact us at 608-627-1401 for all of your livestock marketing needs, whether you're buying or selling. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a 5-county area.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today, we're talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, one of our favorite monthly subjects. Grace President Eileen Stevens is here. Rose Burkholz is here with a new role. We'll talk about that as well. Alan Kaczubski is here to talk and recap the race and look ahead at the next year. And Leif Carlson is here, and he always talks prevention. And we'll talk about what cancer we're going to be talking about preventing and detecting this time on the morning show. Eileen, we'll start with you. What an extraordinary year it was.
It was, Phil. Thank you for having us this morning. I put it out last year. I think it was probably this same show last year when we started our new year. I said 500,000 is my target. And actually, everybody has just really pitched in. In 2025, I mean, we nailed it down. We exceeded $411,000 without batting an eye. I mean, this is nearly 100,000 more than we did last year, which is simply incredible. The businesses in our service area, all the individual, the teams, the supporters, they just make things happen, and that's what's so cool about it. So we always have the individual businesses that step up or the individual supporters. most everyone knows, you know, we had approached Jones Chevrolet this year about a joint venture, and although I'm sure they probably raised their eyebrows first and wondered what in the world we were, you know, we were crazy or what, and started considering it, and pretty soon there's Michael Clary saying, yes, let's do this thing. And next thing, we're selling tickets for a 2025 Chevy Trax, and the teams and the businesses, everybody just pitched in and did what they could with that. And then Darren, down at Walch's, he threw his hat in the air, landed on our table with a zero-turn lawnmower, a patio set, a duck hunter's boat, plus gift cards for the survivors that attended our event. And Jensen's Casting again this year, plus all the other businesses. I mean, we had handcrafted arts. We had, you know, services provided such as massages, jewelry, area events were donated, or, you know, upcoming events, adventures, dinners, you name it. We just had everything donated, and all of that is what makes us such a successful event. We appreciate every one of them. And don't want to forget about our city utilities, our fire and police that are also behind the scenes of making this event, you know, pull it off. You've got the Parks and Rec folks, the city utility workers. They do so much of the behind the scenes logistics work with Eric Renish, and we couldn't make it happen without him. So it's we thank them. We thank them all, because everybody knocked it out of the park. And I guess that was our theme: get up, get out of here. And they lived it.
They did. A couple of years ago, when you had the UTV and you had the raffle for that, and we had a really good year, and I thought at the time, I don't know if they'll ever top this, because they're not doing a raffle next year and those kind of things, and we exceeded it last year. And then this year, of course, you had the Polar Plunge donation, and
exactly,
just a lot of things contributed. But yeah, when you said 500,000, I thought, but you know what? You're getting closer.
We're getting closer. So we're going for it again next year, guys.
All right. Good luck with that. Absolutely. So you've had the new year. You're kind of planning ahead. You've had the new board. You're going to have them in place here before too long?
Yes, it is. In fact, as we start the new year, we continue to, with the growth, we kind of keep massaging, and we honor the group of individuals that and the committees that had this vision and they acted on it. How many years ago? Is our 22nd year we just wrapped up? So a strong foundation will always center around our walk with grace. That's the core of it. And I always like to say, we've got that strong foundation and we've kind of built rooms. We've made additions to the program. And that's, where you hear about the Race for Grace and the Walk Around the World for Grace. And to me, those were ideas that new people bring in. The walk will always be the core, but we did just have our new year start. Our vice president is newly appointed, Deanna Casper, so she's going to bring a wealth of expertise and knowledge. Marge Bisco has renewed her treasurer position. Leif Carlson, we thank for coming in again as our secretary, also is on the Committee for Prevention and Education. And then, as you may have heard, Joanna Mell did not renew her term, and she stepped down as a patient services coordinator. We have a newly appointed board member who you'll hear from later, which is Rose Burkholz, and she will serve as the point person for those in our service area who may need support or ongoing support, new support or ongoing support. And then other board members we have, Monica Ernesty joined our board this year, and she's looking forward to share her expertise and passion and in the finance end of Grace. We also have Alan Kazubski. I just tripped on your name, Alan, sorry. No kidding. Joanne Krulatz, Pat Myers, and Tori Hill. But we always have room. People know I'm a firm believer in term limits. I always like to say we should be grooming and training others to replace ourselves, to keep things new and fresh. We do have board positions if anybody is interested, if they still like to join us. And share their passion. It's a fabulous organization. We're strong. We're growing. It's a great way to give back to our service area and, family and who may need help. It's, before we know it, we're going to be planning our 25th year. It's coming.
Well, you've had some people step up, some new members, some younger ones. Never a problem to get a few younger people on there, is it?
No. And I tell you, if we could really encourage some of the 20s, 30-year-olds to come on in and step up and be part of this fabulous organization. You won't regret it. It's great, and it's recognized. It's a great way to serve.
Rose, let's talk to you a little bit. A new position. Are you excited to take over as this position?
Yeah, I'm still learning the ropes. I basically spent maybe 2 days in the office with Joanne, so I'm still really learning things. But I just went back to look at a few things, and you know, there since the inception of Grace starting, they said there were 930 applications approved, and so you know, some of them might be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, or a renewal of a year. So basically, there's like 849 unique cases that have been unique. Clients that have been served by Grace. Mm-hmm. You know, like in 2024, there were 44 applications received for people asking for help from Grace. And already through August of 2025, we have received 49. So at this rate, you know, we're going to have another, you know, we'll be well over anything we plan to do. But all of the applications that we got in August, they were all brand new applications. These were not people who were extending for another year or needed more help. So these were all new applications. So there's a lot of people out there that are needing help and want help. And we keep it private. We don't tell people who they are. There's very few people in the office who know who are getting the benefits. They're all a case number to everybody else. But, you know, the first year they get $2,750 if they qualify for a for help. And then they get a second year, it can be $2,250. Third year, $1,750. And the fourth year, they can get up to $500. Now, that's this year. This will all be renewed and reviewed at the annual meeting in October. So these are subject to change, as the ad would say. And, you know, we give different types of benefits, resources. You know, people can have, you know, ask for help with paying groceries or gas cards, something like that. And then there's also if you need to pay your rent or your utilities, your car payment, prescriptions. But for stuff like that, we do need, I need to see the bill, and then we pay it directly to the pharmacy or to the mortgage company, so we don't hand the money over to the client themselves. But there's a lot of people out there who need the help, and I'm hoping to be able to help them.
Yeah, that's, I wondered how that worked. So somebody just doesn't come in and say, you know, we need $1,000 to pay bills. You come in and you kind of itemize what you need paid then.
Right. They have to present that bill to us. And then we don't pay them either. Like if you came in and said, I need so much money to pay my car payment, we need the car payment coupon or whatever, and it goes directly to the bank or whoever's holding the loan against the car. It does not go to the person. So we pay it directly to the company.
You take over for Joanne. Is she going to be on call just in case?
Oh, yes, she is. Yes, she is. We work closely together, but yes, she's definitely still going to have to help me get through some of these things. There's unique items that come up every year or every week I'm coming up with as to how do you handle things. You know, like I was in there with her on Tuesday, and it was, you know, we had all the people who had called in all week that we were working on, but then there were several walk-ins. So it was really quite busy for that 4 hours that we were there. There were a lot of people in and out of the office.
When people call, they leave a message for you then?
Yes. There's a cell, you know, if we cannot answer the phone right away, I mean, there's a cell phone number that they get. And if we can't answer it right away, you leave a note or a voicemail, and one of us will get back to you and let you know what we're doing.
It's a new challenge for you. Are you looking forward to it?
I guess some little trepidation there, but we'll get through it.
Oh no, I know you'll do well. So good luck in the new role.
Thank you.
Alan Kaszubski is here. Alan, we're going to recap what was a successful year, and your race for Grace was kind of one of the first big events this year, wasn't it?
Good morning, Phil. Yes, it was. And it seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
And,
it does.
You know, back in May, and, well, it's fall time, and we started planning for next May already. So it's exciting. You know, the seasons are changing. So, you know, we've got new board members. And we said, well, we better start planning for next May already. Uh-huh. So it's going well. Uh-huh. And, you know, just like anything, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. It's kind of like zucchini in the garden. It's like you never know what kind of opportunities you're going to get with a big event. And this race is no different. You know, I thought we're doing fine. It's like, yep, you think you're going to get a couple of zucchini. Maybe you're not getting any. And then all of a sudden, there's like 10 that you didn't even know existed. And so there's never a, a, never-ending supply of opportunities in a big event. And the race is no different, for sure.
So you're already planning the third annual then?
Yeah, the third annual. I like the sound of that. hopefully it grows. So we grew from the first year to the second year. We grew, and we're hoping to get even bigger in the third year.
That sounds good. So you'll be giving us announcements later on in the year about when people can start registering.
Definitely. And yep. So if you're curious, just keep an eye on the website, walkwithgrace.com, and we'll have things on the main page for that. But I would say we'll probably be targeting November for the official signups to be available. But more details to come for sure. So I think on the next recording of the morning show, we should have some good solid details to share with everyone. We are going to make some changes, though, and I can talk a little bit about that. We have a committee that meets to talk about it and come up with planning, because I couldn't do it myself, and it wouldn't be good if I was just doing it. So we've got some really good people helping me out, and we decided to get rid of the 10K this year. We're going to try it this year with no 10K. And I know some of you distance runners, you're like, what? No 10K, including your wife?
Mm-hmm.
So
you're going to do a marathon instead. Right?
Yes. Backwards, right?
Yeah.
Backwards. But it's really a matter of, looking at the timings of the event and whether we can make the whole event better for everyone. We need a lot more volunteers when we do the 10K, and sometimes that's hard. So there was a lot of factors into considering it. And then our numbers, our participation numbers and stuff, that really didn't grow from year one to year two. So we're going to take a little break from it and shuffle things around and change some timings. But we are going to take that out for next year.
That was a proud event. Any other thing you'd like to talk about in terms of the year and looking back on that you just were really pleased with?
So, Eileen talked about the phenomenal amount of money that we all raised for this past fiscal year for Grace, which is just incredible. So that total for the 22 years puts us at $5,406,595.70.
That's incredible.
It's just amazing to be over. I'm just blown away by that number. And in 22 years, we've got all of Richland County plus those bordering townships. we're less than 19,000, 17,000 people-ish. And to do that amount of fundraising for people over the years, and people just stay dedicated to it, to me, it's just a sign of how important this organization is. I think the mission, and the vision, they're so solid. People buy into it because it does so much good for so many people. And it's a fun thing to be a part of, for sure.
Well, hopefully those numbers go down someday in terms of people in need. And part of that is prevention, isn't it?
It is. So two things on that, Phil. So I'm glad Rose was talking about some of those numbers, and I'm so excited to have her on. And I'm glad Joanne is in that mentorship role now and still partnering with Rose and volunteering some, even though she's not on the board. That is great. But last August, we had eight people. And, eight people that were helping out again. And we want to get that number down so no one has cancer, right? That's the goal. And that's why I'm so excited for all the things that LEAF does on the prevention committee, leading that up. That's why the race for Grace was started, to have that combination of prevention and fundraising. It's a great combo for Grace. So there's a partnership that we've also been doing that evolved from the Race for Grace, and we partnered with Simons Foundation and National Night Out. So National Night Out had their 5K this summer, which was great. But the Pumpkin Fest is coming up on October 25th. And they're going to have lots of opportunities for people to get active. And that's what we really care about in prevention. And LEAF's talked about that many times. That's why we have the Walk Around the World with Grace. But we want people to get active. And this Pumpkin Fest, they're going to have a 1.5 mile walk, a 5K run, and a 10K run. And that's all on October 25th. And for more information on that, go to simonsrec.com, simonsrec.com. And then when you're there, go to their menu and pick events. And then you can find out all the details about that. And the other thing I heard that Simons is going to do that day is, and it fits right in with prevention. So they are also going to be having a silent auction of some of their gym equipment that they're no longer using inside of Simons. So you could get your own fitness equipment to take home with you, Phil.
There you go. I can get all buff.
Yeah. And the important thing with all of this is just to start. You know, some people might say, I don't want to do a race. You know, I'm not a runner. I don't. It's not me. That's not what these events are about, especially the Race for Grace, but even the Pumpkin Fest as well. We need people to get out there and get active. If you're not a runner now, that's okay. Walk it. If you're not thinking you can do the 5K, do the mile and a half. But start. We need people to start.
No doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit more about prevention. Each month, Leif Carlson comes in and talks about a particular subject. And which one are you talking about this month, Leif?
Good morning, Phil. So September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And prostate cancer is the most common form of cancer in males. And it's also the most common in our county. So that's what I want to talk about today is prostate cancer.
Okay. And ways to prevent it. I'm guessing it's like all cancers, getting regular checkups.
Absolutely.
Is number one, right?
Yep. So you got to get regular checkups and follow your doctor's advice. Your doctor may recommend two different screenings. One is a PSA test and the other is a DRE test. So it depends, you know, which one would be best for you is between you and your doctor on that. But absolutely get screenings early because prostate cancer is very deadly if it's not caught. But if it is caught at all stages, 96% of people survive prostate cancer, 96%. However, if it goes unchecked and not caught, then only 34% of people will survive for 5 years if it's reached that last stage. So absolutely get in and see your doctor and get checked for that.
What have you read about ways to prevent this?
Mm-hmm. So what it is something that just happens with age. So one thing you could do is not get old. That's hard to do.
Well,
it happens. It's most common in ages 65 and older is when most prostate cancer happens. And about 1 in 8 males will end up with prostate cancer, about 1 in 8. So people are living longer. And for that reason, because of our living longer, we're seeing more cases of prostate cancer. But there are some things that you can do. And guess what? Exercise. And so exercise will help increase or decrease your risk. And also a healthy diet. So you want to make sure that you have eat lots of colorful fruits and vegetables. And what we always push in Grace is the Mediterranean diet. And so look up Mediterranean diet, follow it. Lots of fruits, lots of veg, lots of olive oil and fish, and then less red meats, less dairy, less calcium. Those three things, red meats and dairy and calcium, have a possible increased risk that is still being studied. But absolutely, a healthy diet is recommended by all of the big cancer groups.
Part of the reason why there is a high rate around here might be the fact that we like our red meat and all of our things.
But it sure could be.
Everything in moderation,
that's
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then another thing that people can do is exercise. And so what Al talked about, you know, get yourself walking at the start, get yourself running. This is an amazing statistic with prostate cancer. 3 hours per week leads to a 61% decrease in mortality. So that's just significant. 3 hours a week of exercise, think of a half hour a day, and you could decrease your chance of dying from prostate cancer by 61%. I think that's amazing. One other thing I do want to say is you know, I consider myself a fairly educated guy, but I had to look up what is a prostate. And so I just want to let people know, only males have a prostate. It's part of the male reproductive system. And it's an organ about the size of a walnut. And it and that organ can become cancerous. And so that's what it is. That's why we're only today with prostate cancer, we're only talking to males.
Did you ever teach health class back in school?
Or? Never taught it. I was the math guy. So I can talk with the 61% decrease, and that's a big number.
There you go.
So,
yeah, you're a numbers guy.
I'm all over those percents.
So, you know, and I know you've taken strides with the Walk Around the World for Grace. You're going to plan to do that another year, Leif?
Yeah, we're going to get that started up again January 1st. And so that's where people in the community sign up on walkwithgrace.com. You can get a blue walking vest so people know what you're doing and supporting Grace when you're out walking. And we all enter the amount of miles that we walk or run or bike. We enter those miles and add them up, and we try to get around the world. And we did this year. 25,000 total miles will get us all the way around the world. And this year we made it. By the end of July, we had that done.
And so that doesn't mean just stop walking at the end of July, you know, even though you don't have a program, just keep on keeping on, right?
Exactly. Keep on keeping on. Do some things in fall that are beautiful. Hunting, get out, hunt, hike the ridges, get on bike rides, you know, do your long cleanup. All that stuff is just wonderful. But make a goal, starting your New Year's goal, that you will be joining up and walking around the world with Grace. We would love to see you.
Indeed. Well, go ahead.
And I'd like to talk one more thing. I just want to re-mention that Grace has got money set aside for grants for community people who want to do cancer prevention activities. For example, mine is the Walk Around the World with Grace. I needed money for vests. I went to the board. They gave me money. We got the program started. A small amount of money, and we have 300 people in our community participating. But other cancer prevention activities could be small, such as maybe teaching people how to cook Mediterranean dinners. And maybe you need a grant to have food available for your resources so that you can hold, a series of cooking nights and have people come and learn to cook that way. We would be happy to help you with that grant and get through that. Or maybe you want to do something with radon prevention, have a dinner and a community group of people and have radon test kits available. We would be able to help, possibly set something like that up with our grants. And I just want to remind people then to get those grants, go to walkwithgrace.com, and you'll find a link there called Resources, and then click that. And you'll find community grants, and click on that page, and you'll find a fillable grant form that you can fill out and apply, and you just follow the instructions real easy, and then we would see that at our next board meeting and say yes or no for your application.
Sounds very easy.
But we would really love to see people. We need help from our community if we're all going to prevent cancer. It can't just be the people on the board or the volunteers for Grace. We also need people in our community to step up. So I'm hoping you do too.
Very good. We'll have more about Grace coming up on the morning show after these words.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
This hour, it's your chance at entering in for WRCO and Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your daily chance at winning some great prizes, a piece of gold jewelry, and $200 cash, Plus, just by entering for those prizes, you're entered in for the grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Load up the Civic Media app, which you can find on the Apple or Google stores. Select WRCO and hit the text button to send this hour's keyword, SEAT. S-E-A-T. SEAT. And you're entered to win. It's as easy as that. You have until the end of the hour, but good luck. Get to it.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffles Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffles Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffles Hybrids.
We're talking Grace on the morning show today from WRCO. President Eileen Stevens is here. And I think, you know, the end of August, we got all that money in there, and it's already begun now, the fundraisers for the next year, right?
Most definitely, yes. There's already fundraising going on for the 2026 year end. We've got Amy Bendel's up there selling flowers. Actually, her fall display, if you haven't been by Bendel Auto and Tire, she's got some beautiful fall flower decorations, displays out there, so be sure to stop in there. We also received a call from the athletic director, Maggie Lansinger, up at Weston Schools, and they've got a fun fundraiser going on. They wanted to do a pink out the gym night. So Monday, October 13th, they're having an event up there. It's their volleyball. It's the JVs at 6 o'clock, the varsities at 7:15. Everybody wear pink. And what's really cool, I want everybody that goes to be hungry, go to the concessions. They are donating 100% of proceeds. All their proceeds are coming to Grace. Plus, the National Honor Society will be doing a 50-50 raffle, and they're donating that to Grace as well. So that's a fun event coming up. And then the KC Bingo, I know their next two events that they're having, the food concessions, will be donated to Grace. And that's, what are those dates? This coming Saturday, whatever that is, September 27th and October 18th. So if you get up to the KC Bingo, the food concessions will be a Grace team donation. And I know another one down on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, there's a large garage sale, estate sale. It's the first farm on the right when you turn on Jelen Lane behind Clary's. So that'll be going on. All proceeds to that will be going to Grace. And I'm not sure, have you guys heard of anything else happening? I know Amy Bendel and Weston are the two key things right now for community events to get out to. So
wonderful. And then you have your annual meeting in October, and you'd like to see a lot of people coming out to that as well.
Yes, yes. The committee's met a couple times, and we are going to have the meeting. It's always October, the third Thursday of October, so this year it's October 16th. It will start at 5 p.m., and it will be held at the Ramada Inn, so in their lower facility or the lower level of the Ramada Inn. At 5 p.m., they'll be setting up a buffet. So it'll be a grilled chicken and grilled steak buffet with mashed potatoes, a vegetable, dinner roll. So we highly encourage all our people. It's our way, the board, to say thank you to all the volunteers for all the hard work they've done. We'll have a recap of the 2025, but we'll have a representative from Gunderson and a representative from UW-Carbone. That's when we'll find out how much of our annual total will be donated to those organizations. They split 25%. They split that percentage to go towards their research. So they usually give us a little recap as to what they're doing and what that means. We have team presentations, so everybody will hear the team totals. The annual report will be done. They'll be able to pick that up. We're going to have door prizes. Everybody likes door prizes, so we're going to have some door prizes. We will be doing, we don't know if it's going to be a bucket raffle or a silent auction, but we have some certificates. People have been asking. We've got Pamela Fine Jewelry. We have a certificate from them. We have some escape room tickets for that auction or raffle, however we're going to do it. We also have the American Players Theater. We have some tickets for them. And, I mean, they're still going yet in late October. So we'll have two tickets. And the show that'll be going on, there'll be 25 opportunities to hit the show for two people. And it's called The 39 Steps. Which is, it's a thriller. It's where the main character finds a corpse in his home. So just an ordinary guy, and he finds out that he's going to become very resourceful as he's going to be a victim of a manhunt and being pursued by police and a ruthless conspiracist. So it sounds kind of fun. So it's kind of neat for Halloween, I think. So two of those tickets will be available. A couple other things we will have. It is a free will donation, but we are encouraging people, to be thinking about it. When you go out for a buffet that has chicken and steak, you're going to pay $15, $18. So your free will donation, we'd like you to keep that into consideration. Plus, we're doing something different. We've had an anonymous donation of $50. So if you're going to attend this event, you need to call us at 608-604-2900. Or email us at gracelocalcancer@gmail. Let us know you will be in attendance. And at the end of the meeting that night, we will draw for the $50 winner. They must be present. So they must pre-register. They must be present. If they're not there when their name is called, we will call the next person. So we're kind of excited about that. So mm-hmm. to get that in there. And I think, yeah, I mean, it's just a great opportunity. We encourage the teams to be there. We're going to have the big check there so teams can group together, get their picture taken with the big check with their total on it. So we'll have that for social media to put that out there for the teams. We got our doctors, our representatives coming from UW and Gunderson. Also we'll have a representative from Richland Hospital with the donation, the community grant that they received. And
just a celebration of the past year, isn't it?
It is. It is a celebration of the last year. So, but yeah, so we encourage people to come so we can thank you in person for being part of it. And I mean, $400,000+, this service area is extraordinary. I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, I know it. It just hasn't hardly even sunk in yet, the amount of money. The first time that when the number was brought up to me, Marge brought that up during grace, and it was like 200 and some thousand, and I just about fell over. And then, of course, it doubled since that time. So pretty amazing.
Growing.
Yeah, it kept
just
growing.
Like a little zucchini in the garden.
Yes, it did. Going back to your zucchinis in your garden, Alan. Some other things that you wanted to add, Alan.
Yes, just one more thing on the annual meeting, too. We'll have our annual report there as well. So I'm a firm believer in transparency, and I love this about Grace. We don't try to hide anything other than who we help out for local cancer patients for confidentiality there. But otherwise, our books are wide open. So we show you where we took money in, where we spent money, and it's just a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And then start looking for, you know, there's some more fundraisers going on toward the end of the year. And Pumpkin Fest will be here before we know it as well.
So. Yes, yes. And then I want to highlight, so people are pretty familiar with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a well-known thing, and we're all better for it. But I wanted to highlight an event that's going on at the Richland Hospital and Clinics coming up in October. So good news and bad news, Phil. Good news is that it's an event for prevention. Bad news is you're not invited.
No, probably not.
No. but what they are doing is every Thursday in October, any female over the 40 or older is welcome to come in from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. without an appointment. You can just walk in and you can get a mammogram as long as it's been 12 months since your last mammogram. And I think that's just such a wonderful thing that they're doing every Thursday in October. What a great way for people that maybe haven't been screened for that in a while can take just a few minutes out of their day in a Thursday in October, go in there, no appointment is necessary, just bring your insurance card, no pre-authorization is needed. So just a wonderful thing that the Richland Hospital and Clinics are doing for us.
We're going to have more about that on the show with Marcia Jones and Jessica Shaw, who are our mammography technologists, and they'll be on the show in October to talk about that. But they're titling it Mammos and Mocktails. So that's interesting.
I love it.
Trying
it
to have a little fun with it. Absolutely.
That's great. So the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is just a call to action. So all of us on the board, we're all very passionate people, and we've bought into Grace's mission and vision, right? They're great statements. But we can't do it all our own. And you know, we raise a ton of money with the help of so many people outside of the board, throughout the community. But we want to do even more things. So 2 years ago, we had a parade coordinator. And that person just moved out of the area, and she just wasn't able to help out anymore for that. And we have a hole there. So we could use someone that's good at coordination of getting people together, figuring out doing a little bit of planning. We would love to have someone help us out with that. We have lots of opportunities for people of that maybe can help an hour a month, an hour a week. You let us know how much you can help out. We will have something for you. We would like people to help us out walking in parades, doing the parade coordination. You could join one of our Walk with Grace committees that start up in January when we start planning that event. You could help out with the Race for Grace planning. Leaf would probably even take another person or two to help with the prevention committee. you know, we've been looking for sparks. Leaf's talked about that, to have sparks for ideas for different types of prevention activities. But we can't do any of that if we don't have people. So we really need more people, and we're not asking for, to start a second job, right? The cool thing about Grace is we're all volunteers. No one gets paid. And I love that about this organization. It's survived 22 years. You know, we've raised over $5 million. That says so much about it. Since I've joined Grace, and it's only been a few years for me, I've been paid so much in my heart. It's just been overwhelming. And you can't put a price tag on that, right? Yes, I still have a job that actually pays me so I can eat. Yeah, but I like that part too. Don't get me wrong. But when you volunteer for Grace, you get paid back more than what you put in. And it's just an amazing feeling, and we need more people. That's my call to action for you. You can, if you're wondering, how can you help out? Like, I've been thinking about maybe doing something. I can only do an hour a year maybe, right? We have roles for people like that too. You can email us at gracelocalcancer@gmail.com. You can go to our website, walkwithgrace.com. Scroll on down to the bottom. There's an info page or info section. Fill that out. We'll get in contact with you. You can go to Facebook. You could use Facebook Messenger. Say, hey, I'd like to help out. Let us know what some of your ideas are, something you might want to do, or say, hey, I don't know what I want to do. What are some of the possibilities? We will get back to you, and we would love to have you on our team.
Indeed. I think of Tory Hill. Here's a guy that just showed up, and you start putting him here and putting him there, and he's been very helpful. He's on the board now. So.
And he is. And talk about just a burst of positive energy. He just glows positive energy around him all the time, and it's just amazing.
Indeed. Eileen, thanks for taking the presidency back again this year. So you're looking forward to the next year?
Yes, the next year. It's going to be another amazing year. I'm so looking forward to it, because like Alan was saying, we are surrounded by such positive people. Everybody has the same mission, is we want to help our service area get the services they needed. I think we're all affected by it in one way or the other. So they said, 500,000, here we go.
All right. You heard it right here. All right. Thanks for coming in, everybody, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, our subject, thanks to Eileen Stevens, Rose Burkholz, Alan Kazubski, and Leif Carlson here on The Morning Show.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Again, letting you know, you still have a few minutes to enter in for this hour's Civic Media and WRCO Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. And the word of the hour is SEAT. S-E-A-T. SEAT. Use the Civic Media app, select WRCO, and send that keyword of SEAT, and you're entered to win some great prizes with Civic Media and WRCO.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for flu and COVID vaccines. Each location is accepting appointments. Call Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, or Spring Green Medical Center for your appointment. Phone numbers are available at richlandhospital.com. Flu and COVID season is here. Help protect yourself and your community.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love, like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, on today's program, let's talk about cremation. A lot of us don't know exactly what that involves.
Yeah, so a lot of people will talk about cremation, and they know just enough to know a little bit. But how cremation works, if you ever watch in the movies, you know, there's always, you know, a giant flame that touches the body and does all this stuff. That's not exactly how a cremation works. How it works is we like to tell people, if it's done correctly, that actually you will never know the machine is on. It actually will burn the air clean. It will, so there's just a clear vapor that comes out of the top of a unit. So what a cremation does is it actually just reduces the individual from their size down to a completely solid form. So with a cremation, we are, in a, the easiest way to explain it, we are just releasing the energy located within the body. So a person, when they're alive, is full of energy. Your fat tissue, your muscle tissue, all of those are stored energy. With a cremation, what we are doing is we're releasing that energy back in away from your body and reducing you down to ash. So in a movie, what you see is a giant flame touches a body. That's not necessarily how it works. With a crematory unit, there's actually two flames within the unit. There's one that never touches your body, which actually does most of the work. And then there is one that will touch your body kind of near the end of it to finish it up. So your body, no matter how big or small you are, we all end up being reduced to approximately the same size. So when people say, well, I'm bigger, I'm smaller, I need a different size urn, really what you are left with after the cremation process is over is bone. There is still a little bit of the tissue, just more in like dust particles than anything else, but mainly what you're left with after a cremation is bone. So if you think about people, if you're bigger or smaller, it usually isn't, you know, height, it's usually width. So what that does is you will actually cremate to the same size as anyone else. Once the cremation is over, there still is some long bones involved with it. Those bones then get ground up into a powder substance. So there's a second part to the cremation. The body is then what we call processed. So it's a consistent, very kind of a consistency of what we might consider like a concrete mix, kind of that heavier, dense. And people are very surprised when they do get a cremated person back, how heavy they are for how small it ends up being. So it actually is, the best description is the density of like a concrete mix that people are very familiar with. So when that process is over, the state of Wisconsin also says disposition of that body has been taken care of, which means there's really nothing that's going to hurt the people around it. There's no danger of disease or anything else. So they no longer care what happens if you get buried, if you get scattered, if you get kept. So it's really the state at that point says they no longer care. So with the cremation, we are simply taking an individual. We are releasing their energy through a fire system. The system itself usually does not touch the body for the first hour, maybe hour and a half of it. If it is done properly, there is no smoke or anything that you'll see from the outside. Occasionally, people might say, well, you might see a little bit of smoke. Well, what that does is the machine will then readjust itself to get it down to where it needs to be. So most of the time, if you drive by, most people will still ask us, well, do you take your body somewhere else to be cremated? A lot of people don't even know that we have a crematory in Richland Center.